So, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a privilege and a pleasure.
And let me just first of all say that I'm so honored to have you here, and really a great pleasure to see you. Minister Czekarinska Radmila, it's great to have you here for the first time attending a NATO ministerial meeting as an invitee. And it's great also to know that I'm not longer referring you to your country with a very long and difficult name, but actually I can call you the Republic of North Macedonia. This is a great moment for all of us. We really appreciate the progress you have made, and without your commitment, without your leadership of you personally and of your government, we would not have been able to be where we are today, inviting you to this defense ministerial meeting. I have seen that yesterday the NATO flag was raised at government buildings in your country, in North Macedonia. And I really look forward to the day we can do the same, to have your flag raised here alongside 29 other flags outside the NATO building. So this is a great day, and I really look forward to the day we can have you as a full member when the ratification process is finished in all the 29 allies. So once again, welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary General. It is an honor and a privilege for me and for my country to be here for the first time at a NATO ministerial meeting. It is, I think, a proof that political courage pays off, that change is possible, even in the Balkans, even in times like this. And it is also a proof that there are no frozen problems. There are only frozen solutions. We have shown that we are capable of finding the right solutions, and this is the reward, not only for me, not only for my government, but also for our people. Let me just add the big gratitude that our government and our people have towards you, because without your commitment, without your support, even in more difficult times, we would not have been here together. I'm here to pledge our firm belief that we can commit, that we can follow with action, with deeds, with measures to contribute to our joint stability and to contribute to NATO. So thank you very much. It will be a privilege for me to sit next to you, next to the colleague ministers of defense. I think that we can make our region better, more stable, and we can also show that NATO's open-door policy is not just words, but real action and real commitment. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome once again.
Thank you.
Okay. There we go.
Thank you.